One of the relief efforts organized by the International Campaign for Palestine is known as Miles of Smiles. A group of 41 international solidarity activists are visiting the coastal territory to coincide with the start of the holy month of Ramadan. The activists are from various countries and are set to provide support to the impoverished population of Gaza, as well as supervise a number of projects that the convoy has established since 2014. Among those projects, a major northern Gaza hospital called the Indonesian Hospital, 10 primary, elementary and high schools, in addition to 12 wells across the coastal region. Ahmed El Ibrahimi is an Algerian head of the convoy and a chairman of the Algerian-based Al Baraka Charitable Association. Al Ibrahimi and his convoy members crossed into Gaza via the Egyptian Rafah crossing terminal south of the territory. Al Ibrahimi feels a great well-being in Gaza.
At the same time, we feel deeply sorry for the great number of injuries here, for the orphans, the households of those imprisoned, and to look at the damage caused by the Zionist occupation.
The convoy is set to help 100,000 impoverished households across the Gaza Strip. Ibrahim Benaway is head of the Milegian Association, Aman Palestine.
We intend to send the Malaysian people's assistance to the people of Gaza in this Ramadan month. We're going to hold breakfasts for impoverished ones, give financial grants to school children, and help orphans in Gaza.
The Gaza-based National Committee for Breaking the Israeli Siege of Gaza is hosting the Miles of Ismail's convoy. Mohammed Thuraya, a senior member of the committee, is in charge of the convoy.
The convoy will carry out activities including rehabilitating some more affected homes, visiting the Al-Aqsa TV channel that has been hit by Israel recently. They are also bringing large quantities of badly needed sterilized pediatric milk that should fill in the shortage for 6 months to come.
Thuraya suggests that the medical assistance provided this time by the convoy is estimated to be worth $500,000. According to the Gaza-based Popular Committee for Breaking the Israeli Siege of Gaza, 65% of Gaza's 2 million residents live below poverty line, while 40% of the population is unemployed. For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.